Well, again, I am here at the 2013 Raven Innovation Summit and just got done with the producer panel. And standing in front of me is Jerome Shutter, who is basically a grower here. Tell me a little bit about your operation and where you're located here.
I farm Bridgewater, South Dakota, which is west of Sioux Falls, about 35 miles. Grow corn and soybeans, 50-50 rotation, and we feed some cattle.
Well, basically, the first question I want to ask you, let's talk about precision agriculture. What was the very first precision ag technology that you brought into your operation?
In 2001, we purchased a new combine that had the ability to yield map. Obviously, you can't use the combine till fall, so we also added in a field documentation aspect for the planting tractor and the spraying tractor in the spring of that year. So the spring of 2001 is when we got started building variety and herbicide application maps, and then following that with our yield mapping in the combine in the fall.
What do you feel has made the biggest impact on your operation when it comes to precision agriculture over the years?
The ability to yield map, which tracks not only your varieties, but your population levels, also shows you what's going on with your different soil types and other management practices that, come into play, has probably been the most beneficial from a data perspective. We've adopted auto steering guidance systems the last 4 years. That aspect has just been remarkable in what it's done for our efficiency and our fatigue issues and ability to present a really nice looking operation, straight corn rows and efficient looking fields.
Well, you talked about farmer fatigue and efficiency, so we know that the benefits of precision ag definitely outweigh the struggles. We have less seed loss, higher corn yields and stuff like that. But, of course, there are some annoyances and some struggles out there. What do you feel is one of the biggest struggle you face when dealing with precision ag on a daily basis?
Usually the issues that are annoying and troublesome are just little annoyances, tend to be little software glitches where you can't quite make the display show you exactly what you want as you want it while you're operating, or the alert system tends to alert you to things that you probably really don't need to be alerted to, those kinds of minuscule annoyances throughout the day. It's kind of really the majority of the problems that we've had.
Well, let's talk on the larger scale when it comes to personal challenges year to year when it comes to, weather not cooperating and some other those issues farmers face all across the country.
Well, obviously weather is the key ingredient that's out of our control, out of farmers' control. We can manage soil moisture with tiling and with those kinds of things. Some farmers are managing their operation with irrigation. But generally speaking, the Mother Nature is in control, and we have to adapt the best we can because of that. So that's probably the biggest challenge we face year in, year out, is making our decisions on a daily basis that are going to try to help us get the best out of what we can get from Mother Nature.
What do you see in the future of precision agriculture? I feel that we've already discussed that the sky's the limit. You all had some different ideas, but what do you personally see that would benefit you the most?
Two things I see coming. In the short run, I see a lot of integration between our systems that we're using, tractor to tractor, tractor to combine, tractor to smartphone, smartphone to iPad, a much better integration of documentation real time while it's going on. The other thing I see longer term, I suspect that we're going to see a real movement towards being more precise with our application, not only of seed, but especially of fertilizer and herbicide. And I also think a lot of that's going to come down to multiple levels of inputs, whether it be sensors on the equipment, sensors that are in the soil, sensors that read, current and upcoming weather, and those kinds of things, tie that all together into a system that's going to help farmers decide how much of what product to apply really on the fly as we go through the field.
Well, thank you, Jerome, for taking a few minutes to chat with me. Again, talking with Jerome Shutter, who is a South Dakota farmer here at the 2013 Raven Innovation Summit. I'm Jamie Johansson.